Okay, let's dig right into this then. The first thing that I want to say is that in writing a sales letter, there are going to be a number of elements that you know you want to cover, and I'll give you those in a moment. I also want to highlight the idea that obviously, for the sake of example, I'm going to put them in a certain order. But I want to be very clear that they don't have to exist just in the order that I give you. And obviously, you can go to other people who write their sales letters in slightly different orders because it works for them, and they'll give you other orders, different ways to use the language. I encourage you initially to perhaps choose an order based on what you like from me or from somebody else and say, hey, this is the order I'm going to use for a few sales letters. However, once you get comfortable writing the different parts of the sales letter, I'd love for you to get comfortable with simply sitting down and writing a heart-to-heart letter to the people on your list that have needs and not worry so much about the order that it's in. Just get the information out. You can always change the order later if you don't like it. Okay? What I find is that even the best of the best sales letter writers that write incredible, incredible, incredible letters, that if you simply go copy their headline style and you copy their paragraph style and you copy their second paragraph style, and you do that, it may be a wonderful sales letter, but it won't sell for you like it does for them, because when you send it out to your list, it's not in your voice. It's in the other person's voice. And so in my opinion, it's better to have a sales letter that is in your voice but isn't perfect than to go out and create a sales letter that's perfect but's not in your voice. I find that your conversions will go way up. I've seen it in my case. I've seen it with others. Your conversions will go way up if you can simply write from the heart. You've got to cover all these topics. And obviously, there's some language that you might want to learn. But all the language is not always necessary. One technique that is highly recommended by many sales letter teachers, okay, it's one that I recommend that you do, is simply to study other people's sales letters. Write them out. Get a feel for the language. But when you go to write your own letter, don't just try to regurgitate whatever someone else writes. Instead, write it from your heart, okay? However, you steeped yourself in this language, okay? So, having said that, let's get started. And by the way, I also want to say that, yes, there's plenty of value in going out and buying a high-end copywriting course, okay? There's also perhaps some value in buying a few low-end copywriting courses just to see, just to maybe get the basics if that's where you're at, okay? And what I'm getting ready to teach you will be one outline. However, I guarantee that if you will learn from me plus five other people on this topic, you'll write a much better sales letter than if you just learn from me or you just learn from one other person. Learn from five people. And I'm clearly differentiating this from a lot of the other things I teach, okay? I believe with many of the things that I teach, literally, here is a step-by-step formula. Do it, and you'll get these results, and you, on some things, you probably can't improve much on it, okay? On this topic, this is so, and this is why I've so hesitated to teach on this in the past, because it's one that really requires immersion, okay? I can teach you to write an article in 10 minutes. I can teach you to write an email in 10 minutes. I can teach you to create a squeeze page in 10 minutes if you're speedy and you can follow directions fast, okay, because I've got a little nice little ABC tutorial that does it. But even if you go out and invest several thousand dollars in a top-of-the-line copywriting course and you study every single lesson, when you get done, your first sales letter is still going to be choppy. It's still not going to be quite right. It's still not going to be your voice. And your second one's going to be better. And your third one's going to be better. And then if you go study some more, it'll get even better. This is one area where practice really makes perfect. and just learning it doesn't create the practice. So having said that, here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to just give you a quick rundown of some of the things that need to be in a sales letter. This is non-exhaustive, meaning there could be some other things you might want to include, and all of these things don't necessarily need to be in a sales letter, although they're probably all pretty helpful. Okay? Then I think the easiest thing to do, rather than me trying to come up with a generic type of thing that everybody's going to struggle with, if I could have one volunteer, and I will just literally script out for you a sales letter, okay? You won't be able to write fast enough to write it down, but this is being recorded. And then what you can do with that is you can go in and you can make it in your own voice. You can tweak it. You can get a feel for it. You can learn from it, and then you can wad it up and throw it away and start over, okay, and write one that's purely in your voice if you want. So if there's one person on the phone on this call that would like some help, I'll open up the opportunity in a moment, and I'll do it. And my guess is that if you listen over time, if I do two or three of these, you'll get much more value than if I were to lecture on each section of the sales letter instead of going into examples. How does that sound, folks?
Great.
Excellent. Let's get started. Here's what I like to do at the beginning of the sales letter. I like to introduce the problem that people have. Now, some people will do it the opposite. They'll start with the solution. So here's what I have, and then go into the why do you need it. I really like to start with the problem. Now, part of this for me is that it flows well with everything else that I do, because everything that I do is a filtering system. My articles are designed to filter people and only get people that have the kinds of problems I can help them with. My emails are really designed to filter people so that only people will come through and buy things from me that have a problem that they need some help with. Same thing with coaching. I only want to work with people who have very specific needs. And so, you know, I have filters that I use to screen people into my coaching and screen people out. I do the same thing in my sales letter. It works really well for me, and I found that it works really well for other people that master this. Okay? So what I like to do is begin the sales letter with their problem, okay? Asking them, do you have a problem with XYZ? Are you struggling with XYZ, or you're frustrated with it? Hey, I may even go a whole paragraph of describing somebody who's really frustrated with whatever they might be frustrated with. Okay, now what happens here is I chance losing half the people that don't have that problem, but that's okay with me because they don't need the product anyway. Okay, I'd much rather only have people read my sales letter that really need whatever it is that I'm offering. Okay? The next thing that I do is I will either go into a I've been there, done that, okay, or I will introduce myself and describe the solution to their problem. So I'll do one of those two things, and there does not have to be one of these. It does not have to be yes one or yes the other. You can do this in either order, and it'll work. Okay. So what I generally do, though, is I'll come in and I'll tell a story about myself. So I've been through what you've been through. This is what it felt like. I'll write a paragraph about how I felt when I had your problem. Okay. I'll explain that I was frustrated with it, and then I'll explain maybe in another paragraph how I've overcome your problem. Now, there's a lot of psychology that goes into that. I'm not going to describe all the reasons why we'll go through that. I mean, obviously, there's some psychology. Some persuasion psychologists would say that, hey, I'm using the basic technique of being like them, okay? I'm simply connecting with them and their problem. I like to have them connect with me, okay? And again, they're only going to connect if they really have the problem that we talked about at the very beginning. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to say that as a result of the fact that I have overcome this, I have decided that I want to make it really easy for people like you that haven't had their breakthrough yet to make the breakthrough easy so that you don't have to bang your head against the wall trying to figure it out like I did. Okay, instead, I'm going to give you the solution, and here's the solution. It's my XYZ training program or whatever. Okay, now, what's included in my XYZ training program? this is what I'm going to do for you. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to help you with, fix in your life, do about, whatever the case is. Okay? Then what I'll normally do, and in the next part for me, it'll flip-flop. I will either tell you how it's composed. Okay, so this is 8 CDs, this is 3 hours, this is 20 pages, this is 20 pages plus 3 hours plus a coaching set, whatever it is. I'm going to list what it is. Okay, now let me please understand to you that I like this section to be really short. They're not buying 8 CDs. They're not buying 20 pages. The only reason I include it is because if I don't, I'll get emails that ask me, how many hours of content is this? Because there are some people that evaluate a product by how many hours that are in it, not what it'll do for them. Okay? And so that's the only reason I include that paragraph. Sometimes I even just make it one line long. This is what it is, period. Okay? Now, I know that when you look at a lot of other sales letters out there, you will find that some of them spend paragraphs after paragraph telling you all the things that you're going to receive in it. Personally, I believe that's a mistake. I genuinely believe that's a mistake. Now, I believe the only place where it perhaps is not is when you're giving them like 25 different things, and then in each one of those things, you're really talking about the benefits that are involved in that thing. That's one place you could do it, okay? Then what I do generally is talk about the benefits. This is how your life is going to be different if you do this. In addition to telling them what the benefits are, I like to do what I call an imagine paragraph. Okay? I like to ask them to either close their eyes or just imagine how it will be when their life is different. We'll talk about what their life will be like after they've used the product. Okay? I like to include that. Not everybody does. I do. Okay, now, there's a few other things that need to be included. What's the cost? So you need to tell them how much it is, and this can range from a couple of paragraphs that really builds value or, you know, a one-liner that says, look, this is the price. Okay. A guarantee can be real helpful. Generally, if you put a guarantee, a good, strong guarantee, you'll double or triple your sales, and your refunds will go up by, you know, maybe an extra sale every 100. Okay, so you double your sales, but you have an extra 1% or 2% of refunds. And that's usually worth it for me. Now, I split test this. And if I find that on a particular product, the guarantee doesn't matter, I take the guarantee out. Okay, if I find that I'm getting the same conversion rate with or without the guarantee. Now, let me explain some psychology behind this. I personally believe that if the guarantee triples sales, you either don't have enough of a relationship with people, so they don't trust you, but because of your guarantee, they're gonna try you. Okay, and that's fair. Okay, keep in mind that in my marketing, I don't do any cold marketing. If anybody that has a chance to buy something from me, they already know me. They've been on my list. They already are getting to know me. They've probably heard my voice. They've gotten several free items. They've gotten probably a free PDF. They've probably read several very helpful emails. They've probably read some articles on eZine articles. So in some ways, I can pull it off I can pull off not using a guarantee much easier than someone who is selling to a cold audience that doesn't know them. And a lot of marketing out there, a lot of affiliate marketing, if you're marketing something for somebody else, your subscribers don't know the other person. They probably need a guarantee, and a guarantee will probably triple sales. Okay. The other place is, in my opinion, that if the guarantee triples your sales letter itself probably isn't strong enough. That's my personal opinion, and we could probably debate that for a very long time, and I may well be wrong on this piece of psychology. However, what I have personally found is that when I beef up my sales letter, when I do a good job with my sales letter, when I've done a good job of pre-selling in my campaign, then in a split test, the guarantee doesn't make much of a difference. So what I do is if the guarantee makes a big difference, I either leave it in or I go fix the sales letter. If the guarantee doesn't make a difference, I take it out. okay, because it makes a stronger long-term sale. Another thing that you can use in your sales letters is social proof. Social proof would be testimonials, pictures of things that have happened. You folks have seen that. Okay, now, until very recently, social proof was considered absolutely necessary on your sales letter. And again, I believe that for cold traffic, social proof is helpful. Sometimes if you have some testimonials, lots of testimonials, your sales rates can double or triple. Sometimes. Sometimes they can go down. One of the reasons that they can go down with testimonials is if the person who is being the testimonial is not typical of the person who is going to buy, the testimonial can hurt. Okay, so for example, let's say that you're in the legal niche and you offer a do-it-yourself home legal kit with 100 forms in it where you could fill out a will, you could do a birth certificate, you could all kinds of things lawyers might do. Just 100 forms, you can do it for yourself. But if your first three testimonials are from attorneys that are telling you how easy it made their life, then the run-of-the-mill layperson that is thinking about buying it is going to look at that and go, oh, the people that are using this are attorneys. This isn't for me. Same thing if you're selling, let's say you're selling an entry-level, you know, start your own business for homemakers, okay, for moms that stay at home, and that's your target market, but your sales letter has a few billionaires that really endorse you, that could hurt your conversion rate. So I believe, as with everything else, testimonials need to be split tests. Now, there's another problem that has recently occurred with testimonials, okay, and that is a standard of proof that the government requires, okay, and I'm not going to go into details on that. I'm not an attorney, and if you want any legal information on what you can and cannot do legally, you need to find that online. You can contact an attorney or go to the FTC site or whatever. However, I'll sum it up like this. The government doesn't want, and rightly so, they don't want you putting testimonials on your page that are not accurate. Okay, and, of course, the reason for that is that there's unethical things that people sometimes do. They create fake pictures and fake testimonials and make it look like you've got such a wonderful product. Okay, now, so there's lots of laws now that surround the use of testimonials, disclaimers and laws and all that. Okay, well, my opinion is, in my case, because I don't market to cold traffic, I market to warm traffic that already trusts me, social proof doesn't make that much of a difference for me on my sales letters. I can't tell you that it will or won't for you. But in my case, if social proof doesn't make much of a difference, why fight the legal battle? I just personally leave them out. Okay, that's just the way that I've chosen to work. I'm not suggesting it for you or not. The next thing that you need to do is have a call to action. And that's pretty much the sales letter. You could add a few things. Some people like to have several calls to action. Some people like to use a PS. I usually do. I haven't split tested. Others have. I believe most people that split test it will tell you the PS increases conversion rate a lot. I haven't. That's one of the things. I just use it and haven't split tested. Okay, so that is your basic sales letter outline. Now, what I'd like to do is have a volunteer, and I'll just go through. I mean, it won't necessarily be word for word, and it won't be complete, but my guess is that if I model each of these sections in a sales letter, that will probably be much more valuable than just stopping right now. Am I correct in saying that?
Yes.
Excellent. So who wants to be the guinea? Who would like me to think about a sales letter for their niche?
Me.
Okay, who's me?
This is Lorna.
Lorna. Okay. Oh, boy, you're putting me to the test on the first day. All right. Well, let's have some fun with this, Lorna. Okay. So what I'm going to do, because you and I have only talked the one time and I don't know your niche as intimately as I know some of the others on this call, I'm going to ask you some questions to figure out exactly what we want to write the sales letter about so that it's worthwhile. And then please understand, I'm not literally writing the whole letter for you, but if we can use this as an example and helps other people and you can take some ideas, then that's great. I'll say this. If you don't use any word of it, that's fine with me. If you chose to use every single word I give you, you're more than welcome to, okay? And, you know, you can, when you're done, you can add headlines and add some of your own language to it, change my language so it fits your tone of voice. You're more than welcome to do that, too, or anything in between. So tell me what you're going to sell on this sales. Well, maybe first, let's do this right. Tell me what kind of problems that somebody would have if they want your product.
I teach law of attraction, which is a mental attitude about changing your life. It's about essentially the things you think about are what you attract into your life. You know, it's been very, very popular over the last 5 years since The Secret came out. A lot of people have tried it and decided it doesn't work. A lot of people have tried it and decided it only works for some people sometime, or you have to be special. A lot of people think it's a very superficial teaching, which it's not. So the main problem that people have, I market to people who really love law of attraction, but they are frustrated with it. They can't get it to work for them. They've had some results, but not consistent results. So I'm not marketing to people that are total beginners that need a complete introduction into what this is. My audience is people who already know it and believe that it works, and they just want it to work better for them. So their problem is frustration in getting consistent results. Also, their problem is keeping the right mindset. People think they have to be positive all the time, and so they think that if they're not positive, that's when it's not working. So I want to address that. And what I'm selling is a membership series. Okay.
Okay. So tell me what kind of changes in someone's life will they have if they in your membership?
They will see consistent results. They will feel more joyful. They will be able to create their lives the way they want. They will feel a sense of control over their lives. They will have better relationships. They can have more money. They can have better health. They can get a better job. It works in every area of their lives to bring more of what they want to them.
Okay. So, If somebody is experiencing their life 6 months from now, after being in your membership for 6 months, how is their life going to feel as opposed to how it feels now? How is it going to feel for them?
It feels easy. It feels confident. It feels comfortable because you feel like you're working with the universe and you're not a victim of random acts of the universe. You feel sort of like you know who you are and why you're here. It's a confident feeling. You feel connected to spirit. And you step into your own power. You know, and I realize these are all very soft kinds of things, but that's weird.
Oh, don't you worry. We're going to use these soft kinds of things in this sales letter. You're actually writing your own sales letter right now. You don't realize it, but you're writing your own sales letter. You've got a sales letter just bursting to get out. I'm going to amaze you in a minute with what I'm going to do with what you're talking. You're a great subject, Lauren. I love this. Okay, so let me ask you this. What's your story? Give me the one-paragraph version, and you can. This will be the part that you will want to personalize the most, that I want to have something to put in here. Okay, but what's your story about how you struggled with the law of attraction, if you did, and how you sort of overcame that? What's your story?
Okay, I've been reading and learning Law of Attraction for 30 years. Very short version. For the first 20 years, I was just reading about it. So I was very intellectual about it, and I wasn't living it. I was reading it and thinking about it. But living it is a whole different thing. And when I found how to really feel the feelings of it, how to really live from the state of what I want, everything changed. So what I'm teaching is how to live in it, not just how to intellectualize it. My life changed in amazing ways, and I started being able to manifest just about anything. The short break, just about anything, yeah.
Okay, so you're going to be able to add to this part on your own. You're going to be able to do whatever you want with this, but certainly if when you write it out, you can come into the details. I'm going to fill in a couple of details here for the sake of this demonstration. They may or may not be true, okay, but I'm just going to fill some details in when I do it, and then you'll just make those right if you choose to use this for your sales letter. Okay, so briefly tell me, how is the membership going to be packaged? How are they going to receive it? Is it going to be a CD, an MP3? Is it going to be weekly, monthly? What do they get?
It's a nine-month membership. Everything comes to them by email. They will get three or four different pieces of information over the month. One will be a lesson. One will be an MP3. There might be a video. There's going to be some reminders. It would be things like screensavers or posters or visual reminders that they can hang up in their office cubicle or put on their computer. There'll be an e-book possibly. So they're going to get all of that, and it's going to pop up in their email. Say the lesson will come the first week of every month, and the poster will show up the third week of every month. And each lesson is different, and each one builds on each other, so that at the end of the 9 months, you've really mastered this.
Excellent. How much are they going to have any contact with you via email or telephone or anything like that?
There's going to be a forum, and they can interact with each other, and they can ask me questions, and I will answer the questions on the forum.
Okay, excellent. All right. Any other way that they're going to be able to communicate with you personally?
Not on this one, not for what I was charging. I mean, unless you think I should, but I wasn't planning to.
No, that's fine. The forums are great. I'm just wanting to know what we have in here. Tell me about your guarantee.
I think I'm going to offer the first month for maybe $10. And if you don't like it, you can get out. The membership is $97 a month. And so if you stay through the first month, then your $97 kicks in. I guarantee that if you go through all the lessons and if you actually use the information that I'm giving you, that you will have more joy and you will have a better life. But I cannot guarantee that you're going to actually do those things. So I'm not offering a hard guarantee.
That's fine. Is there any money back after the first month? So if they try it out for 1 month and they don't like it, can they get their first month back, or they can just cancel at any time? Which do you prefer?
They can absolutely cancel at any time. They can get their $10 back after the first month. But after you go through the first month, you're committed.
Okay, that's fine. Excellent. Okay, I think I have all the information I need to do this. And I'm going to do something fun here first. And I'm going to make the statement that you just wrote your own sales letter.
Okay.
So, and I'm going to prove it to everybody. And so what I'm hoping is that for those people who believe it when I get done proving it, okay, that they will be able to take simply the questions that I just asked. So when you listen to the recording or if you've been jotting down my questions, if you will ask your own self the questions I just asked Lorna, your sales letter will almost write itself. So I'm going to prove it to you. Okay, now before it took me 3 pages of notes I took while she was writing, and so I'm going to change the order around because I asked her out of order of what I'm wanting to do. So I'm going to order everything according to the order I gave you folks first, okay? So one, section two, let's see, section three, section four, and then this is also going to be section five with imagine statements. And then we've got guarantee is six, and then we'll do – I may go light on your guarantee. I'll think about it as I'm talking, So I may not get you a perfect guarantee. I may do a guarantee here just because I want one for everybody's example, and then you just take it out, okay? And then I'll have a pricing section. Where do I want to put that? Folks, I'm literally scripting this out the same way you folks could. Let's see. On this one, we'll do guarantee first, and then we'll do price after. I don't want to tell you there's one way that's better than another. I've tried them different ways. I think that's about it. So what I've done is I've simply numbered the different things that I gave her because I asked these questions out of order. So let's get started. And I'm going to do a real quick just what Lorna gave me, and I'm going to prove to you folks that Lorna just wrote her own sales letter, and then I'm going to write another one. Okay? So let's start out with dear friend. This would be tough. I think what I'll do, I said I was going to use her words, so I'm going to do it, and then I'll go back in. I'm going to have some fun with this. I want to have some fun. I just had a writer's block there for a second. So have you ever felt like you love the law of attraction and you love the way that it works, and perhaps it's worked in your life already, and perhaps it's changed your life in some way, okay? However, you've tried it and it doesn't always work for you, and sometimes it feels a bit superficial. I mean, think about it. You love the law of attraction, but you get frustrated with it. You get some results, but not consistent results, and that's frustrating. And it's difficult to keep the right mindset. However, you know, you also get frustrated thinking that you always have to be positive for this to occur, and that deep down inside, sometimes you just don't feel like being positive. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Here's the thing. I've been reading and studying the law of attraction for 30 years. And the thing is, the first 20, I spent just reading about it. Maybe, just like you're experiencing, maybe you've just been reading about it. The thing is, the last 10 years, I've activated in my life, and now I'm living it. And boy, it's a whole different thing, because now I live from the state of happiness and joy. And my life has changed in amazing ways, and I'm able to manifest just about anything that I want. And now I know exactly how to live in it. And so what I have decided is that I want to share some of what I have. I want to share with you my own joy and happiness in my own understanding of law of attraction. So what I've decided to do, I've put together an incredible 9-month training program. Okay, I call it my Law of Attraction Supercharged Training Program, and it's 9 months long. And here's what I want to tell you about this first. Number one, if you decide to engage in this journey with me for the next 9 months, you're going to see consistent results. You're going to feel more joyful. You're going to have a sense of control and confidence in your life. You're going to have better relationships. You're going to develop a better job. Even your health is going to improve. Now, here's how I'm going to give it to you, okay? Like I said, it's a 9-month membership, and however, it's designed so that you are going to get lessons just about every single week. In fact, some weeks you might even hear from me twice. Now, these are the kinds of lessons that you're going to receive from me. From time to time, I'm going to send you an MP3 recording of an incredible new training. Sometimes if I need to show you something, I'm even going to send you a video. You're also going to get, from time to time, I might send you a joyful or happy reminder of some of the things that you can be doing to help keep yourself more joyful and confident. I've even got some screensavers I'm going to send you, and I'm going to send those to you from time to time so that they're able to literally keep you in the right mindset. And I also have some small ebook tutorials. You'll receive those from time to time. Here's the thing. The order of these is going to vary every single month depending on what you need, because I have carefully crafted this 9-month program to go from beginning to end exactly what you need to do to go from being frustrated with the law of attraction, although knowing that it will work for you, to being joyful and confident and seeing consistent results in improving your relationships. So let me ask you this. How would it really feel in your life to have consistent results when you're manifesting the law of attraction? How would it feel in your life to be more joyful and have a sense of control and confidence? How would it feel in your life to have better relationships, to be able to get along with your children, your parents, your spouse, your friends? How would it feel to have better relationships with all of them? What would happen in your life if you became promoted or you found the job of your dreams? What would happen if you improved your health? Would that be exciting to you? In fact, right now, I just want you to imagine what it would feel like to have these changes in your life. What would it feel like if you're able to communicate with your husband or wife better than you can right now? What would it feel like if your income increased because you generated a better job? What would happen to your home business if you had a different attitude and you were able to increase your income? What would happen if your health improved and you had more energy every single day? Would that be an exciting thing? Well, here's the thing. I believe that it will be exciting for you. Okay, and here's what I'm going to do for you. Okay, it's a 9-month training program. It's a 9-month training program. And I'll tell you this, the regular price on my 9-month training program, okay, what I normally do for my highest level clients with this particular training program, it's a $2,000 program. However, because I want to make it available to everybody, because see, here's the thing, I understand how you're feeling right now, and you're not sure that if you can trust me to invest $2,000 with me right now, you'd be willing to probably invest that in your future and in your confidence, but you may not be willing to just invest that with me right away. So here's what I'm going to do for you. I'm going to break this into monthly payments, and I'm going to give you a steep discount. Okay, so here's what it is. It's $97 per month, and here's my guarantee. If at any single month, if in any single month you're even beginning to feel like you're not getting the results that you should be, you can cancel at any time, and I will refund that month in full. Now, let me say this, okay? If you choose to stay in for 5 or 6 months and you're obviously getting results and you the seventh month you decide that it's just not right for you, it certainly wouldn't be fair to everybody else that's paid full price to be in this program to give you a refund on everything. Now, would it? So the guarantee is 100% return on your last month, whatever month that is, if you're not getting the results. However, I believe you're going to get those results, and I believe that you're going to stay in through the entire program, and you're even going to be begging me to create additional modules to stay in. Does that sound fair? Excellent. I was looking at my next note, and the next one was pricing, and I'd already gone through it. Okay, and so then the only thing we'd have to add to this is the close, and I don't have Lorna's notes in front of me to do that yet. So I'm going to put a close on the next sales letter that I do. But folks, and Lorna especially, did you notice that until I got to the guarantee, that's the only thing I scripted, every other part of this sales letter was word for word what you just told me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Word for word was what you told me. Now, this is a sloppy sales letter, okay? I mean, it's not everything that you need. It's not tied down. But here's the thing. The thing that I want to prove to everybody on this call is that you can literally ask yourselves the same questions that I just did, Lorna, and you can write a quick sales letter based on asking those questions. Does anybody else see how that's possible, how that would be possible, and see how what I just did with Lorna was simply use her exact words in this sales letter? Anybody on the call besides Lorna and me?
Did they all hang up?
Yes, it was great. No, I could definitely see it. It was awesome.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Beverly. Thank you.
It was good.
Excellent. And the point of it, folks, thank you very much. The point of it was not so much good. The point of it was that I simply gave her words back to her. And you folks can do the same thing. That writing a sales letter is not as secretive as it may appear. That it really is easier. So now what I'm going to do is go through and write. It'll be a little bit more. It'll have a little bit more of my words in it. The funny thing is, as I was going through here, Lorna, you did such a great job in giving me these words to use that I'm probably obviously going to use a lot of these words again, and the next letter's probably not going to change as much. I didn't anticipate that one would go as deep. So let's go ahead and do that. Okay, so we're going to start out. I'm going to go a little bit slower this time probably. So we're going to start out. Dear friend, Do you ever get frustrated in practicing the law of attraction? I mean, you know that the law of attraction will work. In fact, perhaps you've even seen something manifested in your own life. Perhaps you've seen something manifested in someone else's life, but it's not working for you lately. Do you get frustrated because, you know, you get tired of having to be in a positive mental attitude all the time for these things to become manifested in your life? You know that, perhaps you know that the law of attraction will change your life if you could certainly commit the 5, 10, 15 minutes a day that's necessary to do it, but you're so frustrated right now that you can't even come up with that particular time to be able to do it. Have you tried law of attraction in the past and you just decided it doesn't work for you? You've seen it work for other people, but it just doesn't work for you. You keep coming back to learn more and more about it, but every single time you do, you simply get frustrated. In fact, perhaps sometimes the law of attraction feels superficial, like it's for people who want to fake who they are instead of it really being you deep down inside. You know, do you love the law of attraction, but you're frustrated because you get some results, but they're just not consistent? Well, I'm going to be honest with you here. I felt the same way in the past, and I felt like that for a long time. And, you know, I'm one of the blessed ones that was actually exposed to the law of attraction over 30 years ago. Okay. However, the sad thing is it took me 20 years before I decided to actually apply it in my life. I spent 20 years reading the law of attraction, seeing that it would work for other people, but I just didn't step in and implement it in my own life. And I was frustrated. My relationships were, and here's where you're going to fill in the details. You can maybe write a paragraph about how your relationships were messed up or how your health was messed up or your job was not going well or whatever the case. You're going to tell a couple paragraphs here that obviously I can't write because I don't know, but that are going to tell how bad it was. I mean, don't be afraid to really bare your heart. This is how bad it was. Okay, then you're going to share with them how you had a special moment and whatever that moment was for you. So my life was doing so poorly in these areas, and I finally had an epiphany. I realized that for everything that I've been studying and learning for the law of attraction, that it was all a waste if I didn't actually implement it in my life. So that's what I did. I simply decided I was going to implement it in my life, and folks, believe me, it was not easy. It was not easy. I had to go back into my notes for the last 20 years and really dig deep inside of myself to make this thing happen. And here's the thing. As I was making this happen and as I was making the law of attraction totally real for me, I began to get incredible results. And then here, Lorna, is where you're going to tell what your results were. Okay, so your health improved or your relationships improved or your job improved, your outlook improved, anything that improved, you're going to tell a paragraph or two of how everything was wonderful. Then what you're going to say is the good thing is, okay, and the good thing is that I codified every single thing that I did, okay, so that I could share it with other people because I was so excited about the changes in my life, and it saddened me so much that there's so many other people just like me that have spent years and years perhaps reading about the law of attraction but just didn't know how to implement it, that I have taken careful notes. And I have created a literally step-by-step training program for being able to implement the law of attraction in your own life. And so what I've done is I have created a 9-month membership. Now, you may ask why 9 months, and here's why. Because I have found that if people spend only 2 to 3 months trying to put the law of attraction in their life, that they get results, but once they quit, the results, they can't stay in the results because it's not a fully ingrained habit. Again, Lorna, this is an area where you'll have to put the truth in. I'm just making this up. I have no idea if that's true or not. I'm just making it up as a placeholder. I've also discovered that if a 12-month or a 15-month course is just too long for most people to stay focused. So I've created a 9-month training program because I have found it is the perfect length of a training program for you to get the results. Now, here's what's included in my training program for you, which you're going to absolutely love. That's 9 months long, but every single week for the entire 9 months, you are going to have access to me. every single week, sometimes twice a week, you are going to receive a very special lesson. Now, these lessons are going to change over time based on your own development. However, they are going to include, but it's not exhaustive here, so it's include but not limited to MP3 recordings, video recordings that I've created just for you, ebooks, ebook tutorials, various software that you can use to help your mindset, screensavers that you're able to use right there on your computer. And there's another thing that I'm including in here, because what I've found with people in the past when they go through my program, that they absolutely love the material, but they wish that they had a little more access to me. And so what I've done is I have created a membership locked forum where you and all the other members can network together and share your challenges and share your excitements, but you'll also be able to ask me questions. So if you're struggling with some area of your life, then you can literally log into that forum, ask me a question, and as soon as I possibly can, I'll get back with you. Now, normally it's within 24 hours. Sometimes it can be a little bit longer, but I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm in my forum, when you log on and ask the question, you could have the answer back in literally 5 minutes. So let me talk about now what this membership is going to do for you. This membership, if you simply receive these lessons, listen to them, and you'll commit 5 to 10 minutes a day to literally implement what I'm giving you, you are going to see consistent results in your life. You're going to see consistent improvements in your job. You're going to see consistent improvements in your finances. You're going to see consistent improvements with your relationships, with your husband, your wife, your children, your parents, your grandchildren, your friends, your enemies. You are going to experience changes. You are going to be amazed at the people that are going to literally come out of the woodwork and bless you. Perhaps even some of your old enemies, you are going to find that now they need your help, and you are able to once again become joyfully and peacefully reacquainted with those individuals. You're going to feel more joyful, and this is really an exciting thing to feel more joyful, because I can tell you when I wasn't, it was, and scratch that last line, because you don't want anything negative in here. Okay, I just started something negative. So scratch that line. So you're going to feel more joyful, and you're going to have more confidence. You know, another thing is you're going to be more consistent in your life. You're going to be more consistently joyful. You're going to be able to wake up in the morning loving life, knowing that you have gratitude, you're so blessed for the day, and you're going to have a blessed day every single day. And your health is also going to improve. So let me ask you this. In fact, let me tell you this. Close your eyes for a minute and imagine the following. Imagine what your life would be like if you have such a much better relationship with your husband or your wife. You're able to communicate better. Imagine how it's going to feel if you received a 20% raise at work. Imagine how it would feel if your own home business was able to double in profits in the next 9 months. Imagine if your health was able to improve. Imagine if you're able to become stronger and healthier just as a result of literally using my secrets of the law of attraction and get these consistent results. Imagine how that would feel. And by the way, I know that you're going to be excited about this and that it's going to work for you. And because of that, I'm going to give you my no questions asked 100% money back guarantee on any single month. And so what that means is if you get started in this 9-month program and after the first month, you just don't believe this is going to work for you, send me a quick email, no questions asked. I'm going to send you 100% of your money back, because here's the thing. I practice the law of attraction myself, and I don't believe I should keep a single penny of yours if you're not getting full results for it. Do you think that's fair? Excellent. Now, I do have to say this just to be fair to every single other person in this program. Okay, I can only refund 1 month, and the reason for that is if somebody stays in my program for 5 months and they get great results, and then the 6th month something happens and, you know, they fall off the bandwagon, so to speak, and I, you know, it just wouldn't be fair to you, to everybody else, if I were to refund every single month. Honestly, Lorna, I'd probably leave that last line out that I just gave you. I just tell them that they'll get the 1 month back. Here's the thing, in a membership, you rarely get refunds past the first month, hardly ever. You'll get people to cancel, but it's just natural. You hardly ever get a refund on a monthly payment. So I wouldn't even add that last line in about that you're not going to get the other 5 months back. You just told them they'll get 1 month. I personally think that that's strong enough. I mean, it obviously needs to be clear enough, but I would not put that caveat in there personally.
Okay.
That's just me. I just wouldn't. I would do it if I was going to offer no refund at all, and I've done that before, where you don't even get the first month back, okay? And, I mean, that's what I do with almost all my coaching. Once you make a payment, I'm going to give you all of myself that you've paid for. You're going to get what you paid for, but it's not fair to everybody else to get that money back. And I've used those exact words I just gave you, but I've always done it where I told them there was no guarantee. And then I used the fact there was no guarantee to sell it. Okay, because usually it's something that's scarce. Only a certain number of people are in, and I really play up the idea that it'd be unfair to other people who had paid for the information for you to get it for free. But I've never combined that with a guarantee. So you feel free to use that instead of a guarantee. My guess is you'll do better with a 1 month refund on guarantee than you will with the takeaway, especially since it's your first product like this, et cetera, et cetera. But either one will work. Just probably don't want to mix them. Okay, so then now we've done the guarantee. So now let's talk about the investment for my program. You know, the first thing that I want to do is let you know, and you'll have to put some accurate numbers in here, okay? But, you know, when I do my one-on-one coaching, I charge $200 per hour for my one-on-one coaching. So if you came to me for, let's just say, 9 months of coaching, and I worked with you for an hour every single week for 36 weeks, it would be $7,200 to work with me, and you would get some incredible, incredible results. Okay, now, however, what I've decided to do is to make this incredibly, incredibly valuable to a large number of people, and because of that, it's not going to be one-on-one. Instead, I'm going to be giving you the information in very specially codified lessons, plus you're obviously going to get some of my one-on-one time in the forum. Okay, so here's what I have decided to do. And obviously, if I were to take this literally $7,200 worth of value and slash the price to $2,000, I personally believe that that would be a great value. However, I'm a firm believer that that would price some people out of this program. And like I told you earlier, I practice the law of attraction in my own life. And I believe that if I give to you, that I will receive from other people. I really believe that concept. And so here's what I've decided to do. It's not even going to be $2,000. It's not even going to be $1,500 or even $1,000. It's simply going to be $97 per month, and you're more than welcome to cancel at any time. Now, let me tell you this, that I am going to do everything in my power to literally over-deliver every single month of the way so that you are getting such incredible results that not only do you not want to cancel, but you will also be begging me at the 10th month to please extend the program. Does that sound fair? Excellent. So here's what I suggest you do. Go ahead and click the Buy Now button right now and go ahead and lock your space in. You'll have your Buy Now button. Then after your Buy Now button, you know, I'll be honest with you, I normally struggle with these next two paragraphs. I think I do a pretty decent job with the rest. These next two paragraphs, I don't know if it's, I'm usually tired by the time I get to them or whatever the case is. You know, what I'll normally do is some kind of takeaway on the next one. The next paragraph might say something like, well, it looks like you're still thinking about this and you haven't jumped in with 2 feet yet. And that's okay. I understand. And then what you could do is just put a couple of common objections. So, you know, you could say, you know, maybe you're thinking that what if it doesn't work for me? And let me just remind you, if it doesn't work for you, I'll give you your money back. You know, the only thing I ask is just let me know when it's not working, okay? Don't ride the program for 5 months and then tell me it's not working because, frankly, I want it to work for you. And I'll tell you this, like I said, you get unlimited forum access to me. And here's one line I would put in there, Lorna, right here. I would not include it up higher where it tells you what's included. I would include this next line, though. I would say, and by the way, if you need personal attention, if you're really just struggling with something, I'm also going to give you my personal email address, and I'll help you with it. So you're going to get even more of the value of this program. And so what are you waiting for? It's an absolutely no risk. And here's the thing. If you continue doing what you've been doing, you are going to continue to struggle with the law of attraction while your friends and family are perhaps tapping into the law of attraction and getting those kind of results in their life, and you're not. I encourage you to start this today, because here's the thing. I've set it up so that when you make your payment now, literally, almost immediately, you're going to get your very first lesson, and it's power-packed. So I suggest that you go ahead and take the plunge and go ahead and get it. And then your PS might say something like, keep in mind, you're going to get a lesson every single week. You're going to have unlimited access to me on the forum, and if you really get stuck, I will work with you one-on-one via email. Does that sound fair? Excellent. Scroll up above and go ahead and get involved before I change my mind and take away the monthly option. Okay, Lorna, what do you think so far?
I'd buy it.
Excellent. Excellent.
I think it's wonderful. I mean, of course, I would tweak it a little bit, but I would tweak maybe 10% of it. The other 90%, it's absolutely perfect. I mean, you've sold me. I was sort of listening with my mouth open and saying, is this my program he's talking about?
Well, that is your program. And here's the thing. Let's open the call up. Is there anybody else on this call that somewhere along the lines of listening to what I was just saying was thinking in the back of their mind, wow, I wonder if I should get enrolled? That sales letter is weaker than I thought it was, Lorna.
Maybe so.
They're afraid that I'm going to commit them to buying it. I did that a couple of weeks ago. I did a little sales letter for somebody, and somebody spoke up and said they'd like to buy it, and I just sold it for them. I said, okay, great. I want you two to exchange emails. Go ahead and send them the money and send them the product. And I think everybody's afraid that if they admit it, then I'm going to talk them into it. So let's open up the call for this about the sales letter. What do you think of the sales letter? Does anybody like, dislike what we've just gone through? Any comments or feedback on the sales letter?
Can you see that people are still on the call?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Well, they may be on mute, too, remember.
Yeah, a lot of people go on mute at this point, which is fine because it makes it for helpful. So, yeah, we've got a number of people here. So
one thing that I really liked, Sean,
uh-huh,
is really watching how you – actually, watching the two – doing it twice, but the progression of how you ask just some questions, just a few basic questions, and luckily Lorna was, you know, clear enough about her product anyway, or what she's offering anyway, which was good. But just by taking that, your questions, and then listening to her answers, you just – made a sales letter, you know, and that was very, very impressive. And yes, it was really excellent where it's like, yeah, that sounds great to buy. Because you've also, in a sense, answered the questions that somebody might have about it. And you talked about things that were very real. And the format, the kinds of words you use are excellent because it doesn't sound like a sales pitch. And yet you're using sales psychology up the yin-yang, or we'll call it buyer psychology. So that's great.
Beverly, thank you very much. I appreciate that. Any other comments on – and folks, keep in mind, I mean, this isn't a completed sales letter. Lorna's going to go in. She's going to make it her own voice. Normally, if I were to write a sales letter like this, I might spend 3 to 5 hours writing it. In fact, the last sales letter that I wrote that converted at, I want to say, between 5 and 7% to a $100 product, it took me 5 hours nonstop to write basically the same parts that I've just done in, 15 or 20 minutes. And so the whole idea with this is that I wanted to prove a couple of things, that it can be done quickly, that it doesn't have to take forever, but what I've just done is just the outline. I would go back in, I would add a sentence here, I'd add a sentence there, I would see, you know, Beverly, you mentioned that I brought up some of the objections. Only I brought up a 2 or 3, but if I were writing it for real, I'd dig in and find a few more objections. In fact, folks, I don't always get all the objections into my sales letter when I write it. What I do is when I send the sales letter out, the first 10 people that write me back and ask me a question, I simply go back into the sales letter, answer the question in the sales letter, and then re-upload the sales letter. So I'm literally letting my subscribers help me write my letter. I mean, it's already live. It's already live, and it already works. But if somebody asks me a question and I think, ah, that should have been answered in the sales letter, I'll just go into that letter, edit it, and then re-upload it live with that new question in it. And so literally, that's one of the ways that sales letters improve over time. So I'd like to ask the next question then. And folks, boy, I'd love to hear from everybody on this. So you just want to unmute, hit the star 7 and unmute. I'd love to hear everybody on this next one, okay? And that is, based on what I've just given you, the outline I gave you, okay, the simple outline that I've given you, and now running through this particular sales letter twice, one really fast just to make a point that Lorna practically wrote her own sales letter, and obviously the second one I used most of her language anyhow, okay, except like Beverly said, I added in a bit of sales psychology, okay. Given what I've just taught, could you see going out and writing a sales letter in your own niche using what I've just taught? Can I hear yes or no on that?
Yes.
Excellent.
Excellent. Folks, thank you. I appreciate that feedback. So here's what I want to do now. Any questions on the sales letter, any questions on anything that I've just taught as it pertains to the sales letter?